This is Elizabeth Babalola, nurse practitioner, dictating on date of service of 2/24/2023. Patient's last name is Rodriguez, first name is Deland. Date of birth is 1/1/2020. Patient is a 3-year-old male, accompanied by a mother, presenting with complaint of fever, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and intermittent vomiting for the past 4 days. Review of systems, HEENT. Patient, according to mother, denies any nasal discharge. It was reportedly pulling his ears, both ears, but has no acute active ear discharge, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes, no report of any blurred vision, no eye pain or eye redness, cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory, no report of any shortness of breath or cough, GI, complaint of abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting and diarrhea for the past 4 days. Skin, no report of any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally child appears well-groomed, alert, active with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, no known drug allergies. Weight is 30.4 pounds, O2 saturation 100%, pulse is 97, respiration 18, temperature 101.9, physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, bilateral erythematous. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2 audible with regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4 active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3. No deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep and flu. Diagnosis, acute otitis media, bilateral, gastroenteritis, and fever. Prescription given for sulfamethoxazole / trimethoprim. Suspension 200 mg/40 mg in 5 mL. 5 mL POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Ibuprofen 100 mg in 5 mL. 5 mL POTID PRN, quantity 6 ounces. Follow up visit schedule for 4 days or as needed. Next patient. Next patient, last name is Gavi, G-A-R-V-E-Y, date of birth, first name is Jumi, J-O-U-M-I, date of birth is 1/8/2013, patient is their date of service is 2/24/2023, patient is a 10-year-old female who presents with complaint of bilateral ear pain and bilateral eye redness for the past 1 to 2 days. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT, patient complain of some nasal drainage and bilateral ear pain. Also complain of sore throat with no painful swallowing. Eyes, patient complain of bilateral eye redness. Okay. Cardiac, no report of any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory, complaint of cough with congestion, no shortness of breath. GI, no report of any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea. Skin, no report of any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal, no report of any joint pain, no joint stiffness. Physical exam, generally child is alert, no acute distress noted. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Weight is 122 pounds. O2 saturation 100%. Blood pressure 112 over 74, pulse is 73, respiration 18, temperature 98. physical exam, HEENT PERLEOMI, nasal mucosa erythematous and moist, bilateral tympanic membrane erythematous, no acute exudate noted. Heart neck, no joint, neck is supino stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm. No murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally. No wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea. Abdomen is soft. Bowel hamstrings 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, special moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema, reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient tested negative for strep. Diagnosis for this visit, acute conjunctivitis bilateral, seasonal allergies, allergic rhinitis, acute otitis media bilateral. Prescription given for back Pataday eye drops, 1 drop in both eyes daily times 7 days, quantity sufficient. Amoxil 400 milligrams in 5 mils, 5 mils POTID times 10 days, quantity sufficient. Zyrtec 10 milligrams 1 PO daily, quantity 30. Dextromethorphan/guaifenesin, 5 mils POTID-PRN, quantity 6 ounces. Follow-up visit scheduled for 4 to 5 days. Next patient. Patient last name is Toba, first name is Jacob. Date of birth is 9/23/1986. Date of service is 2/24/2023. Patient is 36-year-old male who presents with complaint of cough, epigastric pain. He reportedly was in the emergency room about a week ago, and he said he's currently taking omeprazole, but he's still having his pain that worsens when he lies down. Okay. Review of systems. HEENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing, no sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient complain of epigastric pain with nausea, no report of any diarrhea or vomiting. Skin patient denies any rash or abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain or joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears a little anxious, but no distress noted. Allergies, no known drug allergies reported. Weight is 209 pounds. O2 saturation 97%. Blood pressure 154/93. Pulse is 115. Respiration 18. Temperature 19. Physical exam, HEENT PERLEOMI, tympanic membrane, polygrain, no erythema, oral mucosa, pink and moist, neck is supino stiffness, no adenopathy, heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted, lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no autopnea, abdomen is soft, bowel signs 4, active, epigastric tenderness noted on moderate palpation. No guarding, no rebound tenderness noted. No evidence of any organomegaly. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily, no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. patient was told that we will need to conduct H. pylori testing on him. And by the time the medical assistant went to the room, patient left the clinic. We were unable to contact him by phone, and he just left the clinic abruptly without receiving any prescription or any further treatment. Diagnosis: epigastric pain, gastritis, and possible H. pylori infection. Thank you.